This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri Task Force 1 departed for the East Coast overnight in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. The Missouri team includes 80 personnel and more than 100,000 pounds of equipment. Task Force 1 teams in other states deployed yesterday afternoon, including teams in Ohio, Indiana, and Tennessee. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has also put several other task forces on alert, including teams in Arizona, California, and Florida. Missouri's Task Force 1 plans to arrive in Herndon, Virginia by 5 tonight. You can follow the team's progress on Twitter with the handle Boone County Fire. Missouri hunters disagree over the Department of Conservation's actions to combat chronic wasting disease, or CWD, a neurological disease that affects deer. KBIA's Meredith Turk has the story.
Many free-range hunters support the actions, yet some breeders and preserve operators say they are being unnecessarily targeted for the spread of CWD. Former president of the Missouri Big Game Association and preserve operator Sam James says the Department of Conservation is blaming CWD on them because they do not like gaming preserves.
So we found it in 2010, and then they jumped on the bandwagon afterwards and started looking for it. And that's the way they like to do it. They like us to do all the testing and finding, and then when we find it, they come in, follow up, and blame us for the disease.
Founder of the Missouri Deer Hunter Association, Tony Kalna, thinks the Department of Conservation is doing the right thing.
The Department of Conservation has nothing to gain at all by, you know, having a serious concern over this chronic wasting disease. I mean, they have nothing to gain over this.
Spokesperson for the Department of Conservation, Joe Jarek, says they simply want to preserve the rich hunting heritage in Missouri.
All of the actions we're taking, we're looking at current science and best practices from other states, and in that area, really trying to limit the spread of that disease.
To add to the fire, the Department of Conservation is attempting to pass legislation that bans any new game preserves in Missouri in an attempt to combat CWD. Everyone agrees that CWD needs to be monitored, but not everyone can agree on how to do so. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.
The founding dean of the University of Missouri School of Health Professions plans to step down at the end of the academic year. The university announced Dean Richard Oliver's decision yesterday. Besides his administrative duties, Oliver is also an associate professor of pathology and anatomical science. He begins a two-year term as president of the Association of Schools of Allied Health Professions next October. Oliver holds 3 degrees from the University of Missouri, starting with a bachelor's degree in medical technology he received in 1971. He was director of the university's School of Health-Related Professions before the School of Health Professions was founded. The mother of Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill has passed away. McCaskill's campaign said that 84-year-old Betty Ann Ward McCaskill died yesterday at her home in St. Louis. The Democratic senator had said Saturday that her mother suffered from acute cardiorenal failure and had lost consciousness at several points in recent days. Starting last Tuesday, McCaskill canceled most events in her reelection campaign against Republican Todd Akin in order to spend time with her mother. Betty Ann McCaskill was a political trailblazer in her own regard. She was the first woman elected to the Columbia City Council in 1971. She also aided her daughter's campaign over the years, oftentimes drawing attention to the rising costs of health care for seniors. Ameren, Missouri, and Illinois have sent additional crew members to the East Coast to help with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. PSE&G, the main utility company in New Jersey, called Ameren, Missouri, and Ameren, Illinois to request emergency assistance on Friday morning. The two divisions have sent more than 200 people to the coast, but Ameren spokesperson Kent Martin says the company sent even more yesterday.
We'll be doing whatever needs to be done to restore power. That can include everything from erecting new poles for power lines to, if necessary, going into underground systems to try to repair the power lines that are underneath.
Ameren's deployed personnel include linemen and other support staff. According to Missouri Red Cross disaster specialist Philip Iman, two of its Red Cross crews in emergency response vehicles have been sent to Middletown, New York, where they plan to distribute meals to families. PSE&G has asked that crews and contractors stay in the area for at least 2 weeks, depending on the severity of the damage. MU's biannual diversity summit continues today. It began yesterday, and as KBI's Michelle Clemens tells us, many hope to see a more accessible campus for people with disabilities.
Students, professors, deans, and other campus professionals filled MU's Memorial Union and attended a variety of sessions targeting different types of diversity. Several attendees took part in a forum surrounding universal design, which promotes the design of products to be usable by everyone. Dean of the College of Human Environmental Sciences, Steve Jorgensen, says he attended this session to get updated on where the campus stands on accommodating people with disabilities.
I'm the dean of a college that has architectural studies, and so we're very concerned about access for the disabled.
College of Education Assistant Professor Kathy Thomas hopes this prompts more discussion.
That at some point that there would actually be an organized effort for universal design for diversity.
The Diversity Summit is free and open to the public. Michelle Clemens, KVIA News.
Republican U.S. congressional candidates Ann Wagner and Vicky Hartzler stopped in Columbia yesterday afternoon for her Vicky for Jobs campaign tour. KBIA's Jen Cooper tells us more.
U.S. House of Representatives candidate Ann Wagner came to Columbia to show her support for Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler. Wagner says Boone County accounts for 20% of the 4th District's votes. She says there's uncertainty with regulations, health care, taxes, and energy costs.
Part of the uncertainty is an election, too, and we need to get through this next Tuesday. And then I think there's going to be a lot of great hope going forward in terms of job creation, growth, moving some of that capital into real jobs for Missourians and Americans.
Wagner is running against Democrat Glenn Conan in the 2nd Congressional District. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
Police in Springfield are looking for a would-be holdup man who took no for an answer from a worker at a donut shop. Police say a man in his 20s walked into St. George's Donuts and demanded cash. The man apparently didn't have a weapon, and the woman working at the counter simply said no and demanded that he leave. The man did just that, walking out without any money. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.